Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Taika Waititi was a staple of the New Zealand comedy scene when he received an Oscar nomination for his short Two Cars, One Night in 2007. Since then, he released Eagle vs. Shark, a quirky comedy that achieved great success. And now his new film, Boy, is being released in cinemas on March 25th. It's an expansion of Two Cars, One Night, and Damien and I spoke to Taika the morning after the film's unusually provincial premiere.
Kia ora, my name is Boy, and welcome to my interesting world.
Hey, Boy.
Hey, Boy.
Hey, Boy. Thank you, Boy.
I'm named after my dad. He's overseas doing some pretty important stuff.
I mean, you're a liar. Your dad's in jail for robbery.
People call me a dumb honky all the time. I don't go around punching them out.
Why not?
Because they're usually children.
Is the New Zealand release the main release in your eyes? Is that when the film stops being yours? Or?
Well, actually, the film stopped being mine last night. We had the first premiere down in Waiho Bay where it was filmed, which is where I'm from. And so I took it home, screened it on the marae on a ginormous screen, a big blow-up screen, which was like two stories high. It was the biggest screen I've ever seen outside.
Wow.
And so the whole community came down, everyone who was in the film, all the locals, my family, everyone, all sat outside, beautiful night, just sat around having
was
food,
that emotional?
Watching the movie. It was emotional in that it's just, it was finally done. I'd finally, like, I could say goodbye to the movie and, you know, and then I can release it to the rest of New Zealand because it's made for New Zealanders.
Must have been one of the more laid-back premieres in New Zealand film history.
Oh, yeah, it really was. We cooked a hangi, we laid down the hangi in the day and then people just slowly milled in and no red carpet. It's like a gravel carpet.
Was this the inevitable, this film, the inevitable sort of conclusion to when you made Two Cars, One Night?
Yeah, I think I can kiss the kids in the country storyline goodbye. I've done it. I've done the short one and the long one. No more. I had to make that feature because everyone kept saying from that after that short film, they said, "Oh, it feels like it's like something, a little piece of something longer." Cashed in on that.
Do you feel that with it being your second film, that there's a bit more freedom in terms of the cultural aspects of the film?
Yeah. And there's, I had a lot more room to move after doing the short films and doing Eagle vs. Shark. People trusted me a lot more, and I could be a little bit more poetic. However, Eagle vs. Shark is pretty experimental in terms of a romantic comedy. There's a lot of stuff crammed in there, like animations and things. It's not, it's a jumble of ideas. And I think I brought a lot of that approach to this film, but I had the maturity of a couple of years to think about it. And having made that film, just learning a little bit more. So it's definitely more of a well-rounded film.
You took the script through the Sundance Lab before you made Eagle vs. Shark, right?
Yeah.
How much did the story change during that process? Did you really benefit from that?
The story didn't change much. What happens in the lab is they bring in a whole lot of creative advisors, so basically writers who have done work before, and they range across the board from various experiences. So they've someone who has done like a really, obscure independent film that might have done well at festivals. They got that's like one end of the spectrum, all the way to someone who wrote Harry Potter or Gladiator or something.
Is that why the boy ended up being a boy wizard in Boy?
Yeah. That's right. And it's a secret like school for Maori wizards.
I can see your next idea already.
But what happens? They all give their opinions on your script. And you basically just take what you can from that. Like, some people, they all disagree with each other and stuff. So it's just a mishmash of critiques on your script. So you don't know who to believe. But in the end, like, there might be a few little pearls of wisdom that stick with you.
Did you find yourself having to say, no, that's just 80s rural life in New Zealand? Did you have to justify
sometimes,
certain
aspects
of it?
A lot of people over there don't realize, or they've never heard the term egg as an insult.
You are such a frickin' egg!
Oh, you are a major egg!
Rotten eggs, scrambled eggs.
So they have no idea about that, and also, when I wrote it, Michael Jackson was largely uncool, and so I wrote it 5 years ago, and he figured quite largely in the film, and over there they didn't realize that it was set in 1984, and they were saying like, oh wow, so what's this weird world in New Zealand where everyone loves Michael Jackson? And Michael Jackson is just like really awesome, and
he only hit here in the late 90s.
Thriller's just come out But,
The Two Cars, One Night brought a little bit of a spotlight and some flack, on perhaps your father or just the general way of raising kids in that day, which I always found a little bit odd. I just sort of went, it was the way that kids were raised in that day.
And still is.
Get over it. Do you expect the film to draw similar sort of criticism?
A little bit. It doesn't paint parents in a great light, but if you can get past that, I mean, that's basically just the setup of the, of a story.
Because this is essentially this is about not your family. Message, is it?
I mean, no, not at all. And I never like to sort of say that that's my main message in a film, is just to, bombard people with this message that, these social messages that, you can't leave kids outside a pub. I think that's fine, actually. But it's about deeper stuff. It's about proper emotions and things.
Sorry I am like I am sometimes. Got people trying to bring me down, The government, mainly.
New Apple journalist?
Got a girlfriend.
There's this girl that really likes me a lot, but I don't know if I want to, get involved.
Well, don't get her pregnant, that's all.
One thing I really enjoyed about the film, you mentioned earlier the use of the word egg, was just all the lingo of the kids. It very much reminded me of my youth. And particularly, I like the use of the term far as an explanation. How did you write that in the script?
F-A-A-A-A-A-A-R.
I was going to say, because that's how it's said, and that's how I was picturing it. I'm glad to know that. I mean, that was obviously remembering your own youth and the kind of things you talked about when you were a kid and stuff. Was that something you really wanted to put up on screen?
Yeah, the dialogue was something I worked on a lot, and just kind of remembering how we used to speak and just trying to spell all those little words and stuff. Because a lot of people, overseas who read it, they had no idea what any of this stuff meant.
How sort of provincially specific do you think some of these sayings are? Or do you think, egg obviously got all around New Zealand, didn't it?
Yeah.
I
can't think of many things there that are in the film that are really specific to the area or to...
related to all the things those kids were saying. They sound exactly what was being said in my Auckland suburban primary school.
Yeah, yeah.
And to me, that helped me really connect with the film.
So I don't know if you guys remember... Spar it.
Oh yes, spar it.
It means get
out, doesn't it?
If you get a cup of tea and or if you get a drink and there's hardly any left. Spar it. thanks, dudes.
Is it true that Boy wasn't actually written as a period piece, but you actually did write it in 1983, but the technology simply didn't exist at the time to make that film? Because that's also what I heard.
That's right. And now that we finally have cameras and film, I get to make the story I always set out to make. In a way, I guess, that story kind of has developed over that whole time, because I'm drawing on a lot of stuff from my childhood, not necessarily narrative stuff, but just the experiences and the locations and stuff, and the fact that Michael Jackson's album just came out at that time, and it was this wave of American culture coming through into New Zealand. New Zealand itself was going through a kind of weird adolescent phase, it was a change of government and everyone was wearing shitty clothes and technology sucked, and basically all you dreamed about was just having millions of dollars and what you'd spend it on.
Even though it was written, I believe, or started certainly in development before Napoleon Dynamite came out, Eagle versus Shark got a bit of flack for being sort of that same sort of geek chic sort of thing. Do you think there'll be any similar criticism of Boy trying to ride the tailcoat of the Michael Jackson death thing?
Yeah, possibly. People might see that.
He's got bad timing.
It's really bad timing. Well, because he's
good timing.
As I'll say again, he was in the script 5 years ago.
My favorite person is Michael Jackson. Want to see some Michael Jackson dance moves? My favorite subjects are art, social studies.
Kick both your nuts off, and you have none.
And Michael Jackson.
So he died, and then while we were editing the film, and then at the same time we were putting in some Howard Morrison music, and seeing how that went in the film, and then he died, and then I started thinking, shit, this film's killing musicians.
Let's try something. Let's put some Rolling Stones in there and see what happens to Mick Jagger.
What bands do I hate?
so hence the Nickelback opening.
That's great.
We understand you're about to, this very evening, wing your way over to America to do something secret that you can't talk about.
Yeah, same.
I mean, acting in a Hollywood movie.
Okay, there you go. Well, is it true that you're playing an ethnicity other than Maori?
Yes.
And you're putting someone else out of a job?
Yes.
A Native American Indian?
Probably. Yes. But you know what? It's who cares? Because the role isn't actually. I mean, the role's actually American. So you know, it's just they happen to not want someone white or black or
Maori's
Hispanic
have, Maori's
in that
have to
role.
Make money. Maori's have to make money too.
It's like it says on my T-shirt here. Maori's have to make money too.
Are you itching to get onto a new directing project, or are you keen to take a break?
Yeah, I mean, I've
or?
Got some stuff that is lined up. And okay, guys, my next project, I'm not entirely sure what it is, but I'm doing some writing both by myself with some people overseas and also with some old friends, some old comedian friends as well,
cool.
Which but is probably going to be the next thing I do.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Thank you so much for coming.
Hey, thank you.
I look forward to seeing Boy on my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, what? Ooh. Whoa, that's a bit much, mate.
Yeah, no, congratulations. It's a fantastic movie. I heartily recommend All and Sundry to go see it. I absolutely adored it.
Thanks, Dominic. Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye.
Who are you?
Boy.
All right. I'm your dad.
Oh.
Think you can handle having the Incredible Hulk for a dad?
How long is he here for?
Don't know.
I wish it was my dad.
What are you looking for?
Treasure.
Can you stop calling me dad? Sounds weird.
And Boy is opening in cinemas nationwide on March 25th. Coming up after the break, Simon Pound is heading to the farmers markets.